We have sunshine and 59 degrees.
8:14 at WEOL. Good morning. I'm Bruce Van Dyke.
I'm Craig Adams.
And we are on the road once again. The morning show today is at Parker Hannifin. We're at the hydraulic valve division on Turnus Lane in Elyria. It is the kickoff for Manufacturing Month. It's designated the Manufacturing Day. And the Lorain County Growth Partnership, the Chamber, and everybody brings in, along with this, a lot of educators come together to kind of talk about manufacturing. And there's always a host company. We've been to Nordson, we were at the Chronicle Telegram last year. This year, again, we were at Parker. And joining us to talk about that is Tim LaCrosse, who is Engineering Manager. Good morning, Tim.
Good morning.
So are you excited to open up your doors to the people to see, let them see what your business is all about?
Yeah, we sure are. So we generally are not in the spotlight in the news, so we're very excited to show our technology and what we do here.
Right. People probably know Time Warner or the Windstream on this road here more than they know what goes on in your building here.
That's correct. That's correct.
So, Tim, what goes on in your building?
So you wouldn't, most people probably wouldn't know this, but we are the world headquarters for research and development for hydraulic valves for Parker Hannifin, which is obviously based here in Cleveland, Ohio. So right here in Elyria, we do all the research and development on hydraulic valves for both mobile and industrial applications.
And what might some of those applications be?
Yeah, so on the mobile side, you would be more familiar with companies like John Deere, Caterpillar. We're the guys that make their equipment move, and we control their equipment, the speed, the direction, those types of things. That's what the valve does. On the industrial side, you know, we're everywhere from the Gulf of Mexico and oil drilling equipment to machine tools that you would find in an everyday factory.
I was watching a little bit of your presentation that's coming up, it almost seemed like a movie trailer with all sorts of big equipment, and then there's an underwater scene. So the things that you make are all over the globe and on land and in the sea, I guess.
Yeah, wherever you see motion and control or motion in general, you will see Parker Hannifin. So we have a different division that does aerospace type applications, but we control all the flight simulation and flight controls on aircraft today.
What do you do on a daily basis? What's your responsibility?
Well, I'm the engineering manager here, so I have responsibility for what we would call sustaining and development activities. And sustaining engineering is small modifications to products for customers for certain applications that they need something quick, they need to control flow differently. So those types of applications, we design those here. And then more on the development side, those are the longer term projects where we'll develop valves for specific markets and or applications for certain customers. They may take anywhere from 18 months to 5 years to develop.
What got you into that career? Because a lot of what we're talking about today, manufacturing, talks about education, careers, and that some people think about making it from the raw materials to a valve, but there's also the people that design it. Tell me about what made you want to do something like that.
Yeah, well, I went to MIVU High School. I'm a graduate of MIVU, and really enjoyed during my high school years drafting and drawing and things of that nature. My dad was always always tinkering with something and kind of drew my interest there, working with my hands. And then so through my high school career, kind of got directed into engineering by my mom. She thought that'd be a great career for me, and once I got into it and learned a little bit more about it, I was really interested. And then when I went to school locally at Cleveland State. I'm a graduate of Cleveland State University. And once I got into the college and started learning more about what mechanical engineers do, it really, really was interesting. And I can tell you this, I've been here 22 years. I've never had a boring day, ever.
A lot of what you talked about seems like you're problem solvers. People have a problem and you somehow find the solution.
That's right. That's what engineers do. We're problem solvers. That's how I define us in terms of what engineers do. But I think in the greater context of Manufacturing Day, you know, manufacturing has changed. And, you know, we're not looking for people to join our organization just to push buttons, so to speak. You know, everybody's a problem solver, right down to the person that's making the part on the floor, to my technicians that are in the research and development lab, to my engineers. We're a team, and we work together on solving problems for our customers.
What kind of education do you recommend for somebody who might want to go into that career?
Well, I have a Bachelor of Science in Mechanical Engineering, so there are several good universities locally here that have that degree. We use a lot of co-ops from Cleveland State and Akron University, so kids that are in learning their education, they come here and they work for semesters, so that's a good way of doing it. And then in my career, as I went through my career, I went and got my master's in business, and which has allowed me to progress up on the business side of the business as well as the engineering side.
What's it like to see something that you just were putting out on paper and to see it actually maybe even some of these things being able to hold in your hand or to actually see it to come to life? What's that like for you?
It's a very rewarding experience. Engineering is a very rewarding career. It's tough to explain it, but when you go from an idea in your head to some type of physical piece of a device that controls a machine, it's really awesome. So it's a lot of fun. I get to work with a lot of customers, and we see our applications all the time doing work and improving people's lives.
There's a lot of different things that we see raw materials coming in, and you're going to be taking people on the tour. What kind of things will they see on this tour today?
Well, they're going to see different types of machining operations in terms of how they take raw material and make components. They'll see assembly in terms of how that a part gets assembled into a final product. And then they will get to see our research and development lab, where we're actually working with prototype components and doing actual physical testing on valves for customers that we're working on right now.
So you'll actually do that testing here?
We do the testing here, yes. We have when you go through the research and development lab today, say back about 10 years ago, one of the tasks I had was to build that lab, and that lab has over several million dollars of investment, and I think you'll enjoy seeing that today.
Technology keeps changing. Does it impact your industry as well as how you design things? I'm thinking like they even have 3D printers where maybe you can create something just to see, you know, on a rudimentary level whether it would work before you start getting it into some sort of hard metal or something like that.
Yeah, exactly. Engineering and manufacturing has changed in that sense. So in the old days, we would design something, make it, and break it. Okay. Now, we still try to break things today, but we do a lot of advanced simulation, which makes that development process quicker. We do 3D printing, so we are very well of that technology. We've printed both composite and metal components, and we've actually tested some on the lab. The one real advantage that 3D printing brings to the game is it speeds our development to the customer. So we had an application last year where we went from an idea to a part on a machine in about a month, and that's almost unheard of in my industry.
That gives you a competitive edge, I would think.
Absolutely, it does. Absolutely, it does.
Tell me more about this make it and break it part of it. Anytime you've had to break something, I'm wondering, tell me a little bit about that. What's that challenge?
Yeah, well, if you're an engineer working in a lab or a lab technician, that's the really fun part of your job. So basically, we design it for a certain load, the component for a certain load, and then we try to break it at accelerated loads to understand the life of the component. Reliability is everything to customers these days. Machine uptime is everything to customers. So we want to make sure our components are the most reliable they can be. And really what we do is try to accelerate loads and break stuff to understand where that failure point is.
When we were here about a week ago getting ready for this broadcast, Paul Novak showed us some of those things downstairs in the cabinet. And he pointed out one that I believe was used for oil rigs underwater that had to withstand an enormous amount of pressure. How do you test something like that? Can you test something like that here?
Yes, we can. So you can simulate the underwater pressures by using what's called a hyperbaric chamber. And so we can do that here. We also do a lot of validation testing with our customers on their actual equipment before it goes into service. And so that helps us make sure that the application and the product is correct before it actually gets launched.
We're talking this morning with Tim LaCrosse, engineering manager here at Parker Hannifin. I guess you're in charge of the projector today too. Is that some of your duties as well, getting kind of part of the presentation, right?
Yeah, I my responsibility was the presentation, but we have a team of people that set up the layout here and things of that nature. And Paul Sassello is going to join us today. He's from our corporate office, and he's going to show a little bit about what the future of manufacturing looks like in his eyes and then some of the advanced things Parker Hannifin's doing for manufacturing.
Well, thank you for sharing all that you do. It's very interesting, and then people can find out more. And a lot of this thing, again, with manufacturing is to spur the young people to think of a career in manufacturing and understand there's many different components, to use a word of manufacturing.
Not bad. You're pretty sharp.
That go into putting something together like that. But
You've got the nuts and bolts now.
That's very good. I'm going to leave it at that one. Tim, thanks for your time this morning. Appreciate
Thank you.
This. Let you get back as the people can hear in the background, the little murmuring that